This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There's a new lawmaker at the Idaho State House this session. Lauren Nekochia was not elected. She was appointed by Governor Brad Little in December. She's taking her seat after former Minority Leader Matt Erpelding left the legislature for a lobbying position with the Boise Metro Chamber of Commerce. Nekochia is one of three Democrats serving District 19, one of the few Democratic strongholds in the state of Idaho. And she is joining us live in studio today after her first full week at the legislature. Teacher, thanks for making some time for us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So first off, just tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, we know you're a native Idahoan, but you earned your bachelor's degree in California and then a master's at Princeton. So from there, just give us a little bit more about who you are for people that may not know you.
I would love to. When I was young, I wanted to go out and, you know, explore the world. But it didn't take long. And after having my first child, I wanted to move back to Boise, where, you know, life is so good here in Idaho. And that's when I started doing some work to advocate for different issues: healthcare, mm-hmm. education, child welfare, fiscal policy. And, you know, I saw that a lot of the decisions the Idaho legislature was making seemed to be short-sighted, and I wanted to get involved.
Well, and I think you are selling yourself a bit short, because we should also say that, yeah, you wanted to go explore the world, but you studied microfinance in Peru on a Fulbright scholarship, and then you worked for the city of Baltimore. So having worked for a different city on the East Coast, what is it like for you now to be serving in your home state?
It feels great. It was a fantastic experience to walk out on the House floor and listen to the state of the state. I felt the weight of responsibility on my shoulders, and I'm ready to work hard to earn the privilege of that role. I need to work hard for Idahoans and find solutions to problems.
Talk to us a little bit about your most recent work as the director of the Idaho Center for Fiscal Policy, but also Idaho Voices for Children.
Yeah, and I'll just be really clear that I'm a public official now, mm-hmm. and my views are all my own, and not to implicate any of my previous employers. But yeah, in that previous life, I saw that the state was often penny wise and a pound foolish. And I think when we invest in our children in particular and our people, that investment pays dividends in the future, and that will allow our state to thrive. And those are the things I want to advocate for. It starts with childcare that's affordable, preschool, mm-hmm. starts with full day kindergarten, which we heard the governor and his task force recognize as a priority, which is fantastic. Idaho Democrats have been advocating for that since the Cecil Andrus days. So I'm ready to get to work.
You were one of three Democrats who were put forward for the governor to decide to fill this seat. He made this decision, I mean, weeks before the legislature started. So was serving in the legislature something that you had been thinking about for a while? Because I think sometimes it's opportunity and timing coming together.
That was exactly the case here. I thought this might be something I would want to pursue in the distant future. But when the opportunity came up, the spark and interest was there and the desire to serve. And so I decided to put my name in the hat.
So I know, it's officially been 1 week, but you have a little bit of training beforehand. But mm-hmm. what has it been like so far to kind of be thrust into this so quickly?
It's been exciting. I'm getting to, you know, be on a different side of issues that I've been passionate about for a long time. And I feel nothing but excitement.
So tell me, take me back to when you found out that you had been the person that the Governor Little chose for this position.
That was an exciting moment, and my mind just immediately went to how do I want to maximize this opportunity for not only the residents of District 19, you know, the constituents I serve directly, but for the state of Idaho as a whole. We have some great assets here in Idaho. And some people are getting left out of the economy. We need everybody trained and, you know, the skills that today and tomorrow's workforce needs. We need everybody working and contributing to and then benefiting from an economy and earning a family-sustaining wage.
We're talking with new lawmaker Lauren Nekochia. She is a Boise Democrat. She was appointed to her position in December when former Senate Minority Leader Matt Erpelding stepped down to go into the private sector. For you, being in this position now and being in District 19, as we mentioned, is a very Democratic stronghold in the state of Idaho. There are not many. How do you navigate being in a legislative body that, frankly, you are a minority, but yet you want voices of your district, of other districts similar to yours, to be heard?
Yeah, I'll be working hard to find the areas of common ground and where we have shared values as Idahoans. I was glad to hear from Governor Little and his State of the State that, you know, he's acknowledging that, you know, business as usual in our criminal justice system, for example, is not serving us well. We have exploding costs and we have some of the highest recidivism rates, and that's not financially sustainable. And I think that's something that we can reach across the aisle, where we can reach across the aisle and work together to find some common sense solutions. Because at the end of the day, you know, most people who serve time come back to our communities, and we need to invest enough in making sure that they come back ready to be successful and productive. That's going to be the best thing for public safety. It's going to be the best thing for making our communities thrive. And I think we can all agree on that.
Well, you spoke a little earlier about some of your priorities. You moved to kindergarten, you know, preschool, you know, daycare. I mean, having affordable childcare, it's so critical. What would you say is going to be maybe your main priority this session?
You know, one thing that we're hearing a lot of, and that we'll have to address, is property tax reduction. And I want to make sure solutions address root causes and target assistance to the people who need it most. We've seen state policies such as the underfunding of education put upward pressure on property taxes. And meanwhile, other policies that the state has passed over the years has shifted the load, you know, from corporations and onto residents. And voters are starting to notice this, and they're starting to feel it. So we have lean counties, some of whom are so lean that they're, neglecting some infrastructure needs. And so we're going to have to figure out what are the ways that the state can help with this. And again, target the assistance to those who need it most.
Well, you were a part of Idaho Voices for Children. How do you, and as you mentioned, I mean, we do want to make clear her views are her own at this point. However, being a part of Idaho Voices for Children, what the work that you did there, how do you think that will inform what you do in the legislature?
When you put kids at the center of the conversation, you really can bring people from both sides of the aisle together. We don't always agree on the solutions or how much needs to be invested, but I think we can make advances in making sure our youngest kids, our most vulnerable kids, have that protection, whether it's strengthening the foster care system or investing in proven measures that strengthen families and prevent child abuse and neglect in the first place. Those are issues where I want to work across mm-hmm. the aisle. That's where I have some experience in building kind of bipartisan efforts to get work done for people so that the next generation can be stronger than the last.
What's been your biggest surprise so far?
I think the biggest surprise is maybe even in a week that's slow, it's very, very busy down there.
And what do you think is the biggest challenge being a freshman legislator?
Everyone gets a 3-day orientation. I think
3 days. Oh, you should be good to go.
Well, I think I got a three hours worth of orientation. But what I'll say is that there are great resources down there that I'm taking advantage of in terms of legislative services staff. I want to dig in and get the research so I can make informed votes. Because I'm going to vote on a range of things, not just mm-hmm. the things I already have some expertise in. It's been great to see what those resources are and maximize those, so I'm making well-informed decisions.
You know, I always find it fascinating, people who want to run for public office and become a public servant. There was a local politician who said to me one time that she decided to run because she was tired of complaining. So she was like, I'm going to run. And I looked at her and said, yeah, I'd keep complaining. So for you, I mean, what's it like to have the weight of this on your shoulders now?
That weight is there. And I also just truly believe that change is possible and that we can have a stronger, brighter future for our state. And we can't be cynical and we can't, you know, sit on the sidelines. That would be the enemy of progress. We have to get in there and get in the fight and do what you can. So if you want to run for office, run for office. If that isn't right for you, you know, call your representatives, call Congress.
Vote.
Vote. We need everybody engaged because these are tough issues and tough challenges we're facing. And please get involved.
Well, good luck to you. Thank you for taking some time out of your day, because as you said, even on a slow week, it's busy. We've been talking with Democratic lawmaker Lauren Nekachia. She is the newest member of the state legislature. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.